Father, we thank you for this midweek Bible study class. We thank you for what you're teaching us about faith. And we believe that every person who listens will grow and develop and be able to deal with all the affairs of life more wisely and more strongly. We thank you as you use us as an instrument. We thank you for the revelation that you have placed in our heart in prayer time and the illumination you've given us. May we be able to put it out clear that men and women can understand it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Let's go back to Timothy. I think it was 1 Timothy, wasn't it? You don't know where it is. 1 Timothy, we were in two different openings. And I want you to know the Holy Spirit has said to me, these are master classes of faith, or faith master class. In other words, when we finish, you ought to be in the class of a master operating in faith if you pay attention. And I want that so much for those that are pastor as they are shut in and standing on the ground of the Word of God, they know that they can operate in a greater dimension of faith. So here in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 9, and then we'll go back to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 19. I want to go to 1 Timothy 3, 9 first. He says, holding. Now that's a word that you need to underline, holding. Holding. Both texts you're going to find that word, holding. You can't, faith, you have to keep faith with you at all times. Whoa. You have to keep faith with you at all times. You never turn faith loose, because faith is the lifestyle that the believer must live. We'll find out from the scripture. Holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. I wrote holding faith in the top of my Bible. And then there is the mystery of faith. Faith is constantly revealing itself. It's never over with faith. And I'll tell you why in a few moments. But I want you to note that we're also dealing with not the history of faith, not what he have done for someone else, but the mystery of faith, which is available to be used right now. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever you need for God to do for you, he will do it by faith. That's what Hebrews 11 and 6 says. Yeah, he works by faith. So there's mysteries of faith that has not been fully realized as of yet, because it's so pregnant with God that he just keeps showing up in different aspect. Once you've learned the fundamentals, and then there's a lot of miracle signs, wonders, supernatural things can happen because of faith. So I love it. He said, holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. So you bring your faith in the avenue of your soul. See, we never talk much about our soul when we pretend to faith, but your soul has something to do with it, because your conscience is in your soul. And then we go back to the 19th verse in the first chapter, use the first same word, holding faith. The same word, that holding. You see that, Paul telling Timothy? Holding faith. And then he used the word conscience again, and a good conscience, which some have put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. So I wrote this, holding faith, the mystery of faith, concerning faith, shipwreck faith. In other words, you come to a point that your life is always in a shipwreck when you pretend you know how to use faith and you don't know how to use it. All right? So in these master classes, we want to train you. Look in Romans chapter 1 now. Romans chapter 1. There are some things I'm going to say to you that the Holy Spirit said to me, and I want to prelude it by reading these scriptures that I think points out things that we need to know. But you're in a master's class, so you can grow in masters in your faith. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believe. That word believeth has to do with faith, right? Believeth to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Now notice this, from faith to faith. From faith to faith. Take that term out of that scripture so you can have it. From faith to faith. That means everywhere you go as a Christian, it has to be in the vehicle of faith. From faith to faith. In other words, there's never a time that you don't need faith. The whole spectrum of our life now is a faith life. So we have to understand it. From faith to faith. In other words, when I leave a faith victory, I'm going to another faith victory. All right? So we need to understand that our whole life is in faith. But then the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. And then he goes on to make sure you don't miss it. As it is written, the just or the righteous, you see, from faith, shall live by faith. I mean, if you don't understand from faith to faith, you ought to understand shall live by faith. In other words, the whole life spectrum is a faith life. How many can see that? Should live by faith. And if faith is that important, I need to know all the aspect of faith and how faith works, right? Yeah, if I'm going to live a faith life. All right, let's look at one more scripture, and then I'm going to give you some things that I want you to write down beginning your master class in faith. In Hebrews chapter 10, Hebrews chapter 10, we're still using the same subject, how to fully live in the realm of faith. How to fully live in the realm of faith. In other words, becoming a faith master. In other words, knowing that faith can get you out of anything, get you anywhere, even into heaven. Even into heaven. Amen. I mean, if it's good enough, it can get me in heaven. It can get me through this world system. Right. Yes. if it breaks through all them demons who don't want me to go to heaven, he can break through demons down here who keep me from living the good life. All right? All right, in Hebrews, now I want you to see this too because this kindred, Hebrews 10. The Holy Spirit brought this up to me. I got to be thorough in this class so a little child can use these revelations. A little child can use them. All right? I was in Hebrews 10, verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Now, underline that. Full assurance of faith. Full assurance. In other words, you can fully trust faith. Faith never failed. When it looked like it was failing, it's you. So he said, let us draw near with a true heart that your soul is again. In, is it with a true spirit? Because your spirit never be untrue. Because your spirit untrue, God untrue. Jesus untrue, the Holy Spirit untrue, all the angels untrue. And Genesis and Revelation is a lie. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Full assurance of faith. Having our heart, that is again, hearts sprinkled, that is again, from an evil conscience, that is again. And our body washed with pure water. Now look at verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession or confession of our faith. Don't care what it look like you lose it, without wavering. There are things that try to make you waver, but look at the end of this verse. What did he say? See, your faith is not just about faith. It's about his faithfulness. Yes, combine kotele shukune. Combine the two. Combine his faith. Here's a master class instruction of faith. Your faith should, after the night, your faith should be more fortified because we're putting the two together. Your faith and his faithfulness. So the next faith project you work on, don't just work with your faith. Turn and look at his faithfulness. And he never failed. He never lost. and nothing never stopped. Now all impossibilities come out of your library tonight. See, because God's faithfulness is in your faith. And my faith is in God's faithfulness. Come on, Claire. Come on. Come on. This is a faith masterclass. And here he said, have full assurance, the gesture, live by faith. He said, from faith to faith. And now we're connecting your faith with God's faithfulness. So when your faith feels weak, don't look at it. Look at who it's connecting you to. And you'll get your strength back. All right, in other words, how to become the master of your faith and your life God's way. That's in the aspect we're teaching is. Now, let's go down the line to build the mastership of faith in this class and in Word of Life Christian Center and everybody who tied in with us. Faith is the master of my sonship. I am a son of God because of faith. Faith is the master. Faith is the thing brought me into sonship. All right? So denote here that faith is spiritual. Faith is divinely alive. It was never a time that faith didn't exist. Because faith is God Himself. Oh, you got it? So when I'm operating in faith, I'm operating in God. When I'm operating in faith, come on, class, I'm operating in Jesus. When I'm operating in faith, I'm operating in the Holy Ghost. When I'm operating in faith, I'm operating in kingdom business. Uh-huh. Now the next one, you're going to have to brace yourself. Sonship, right? Uh-huh. Faith is the master of my sonship. I got to get all these things aligned before I take it any further. Then the Holy Spirit said to me, tell them. Now some people are not going to believe they got this one. It sounds too intimate. It sounds casual. It don't sound like it's really deep in the spirit. But I know about it. Faith is the master of my partnership with God. Uh-huh. See, I can't come in partnership with God without faith. See, He gave me faith to walk in His realm. See what I'm saying? He gave me faith to override demonic power, because they don't have no faith. They can't have the faith I have. Satan can't have the faith I have. He lost it. Demons cannot believe God. They say they believe, but they can't believe like me. Yes, sir. That's right. They got a fake belief, but I got a real one. So my partnership with God, God is my partner because of faith. And He don't mind it. But he gave me faith that I'll know how to tap into my partnership with Him. And then faith validates my partnership. Faith causes God to say, well, you're messing with her, you're messing with him, you're messing with me, because they're operating in faith. Are you following me? Yes, sir. That ought to change your life a little bit already tonight. I mean, if you listen, are you listening? Faith is the master key to my ownership. Whatever God owned belonged to me. And when I operate in faith, I start taking off. When I start taking off, sometimes church members get upset. They get upset because you're flying. You start flying. You start running. Then you start flying. Then you start doing other things. But my ownership, faith is working. See, faith connect me with my ownership. Another thing you need to know to operate in faith properly, and I got to go down this sheet here because he gave it to me. Faith is the master the connection of my friendship with God. God is my friend. And he gave me something to operate in our friendship. He's my connection. Faith, connect me. What a friend we have in Jesus. Come on, I got two, three more I got to give you to get you in this master class. I go over them over and over again. So you're in sonship, partnership, ownership, friendship. Now, here's another one. Faith is the rhythm of my fellowship with God. It keep my fellowship in a rhythm. I'm in a rhythm. I got a beat that the world can't offer. I'm moving in rims and rhythm and also rivers that the average person can't go because I'm a faith swimmer. I can't drown. No matter what come against me, who come against me, my faith. Give me a beat, a rhythm, and I just dance my way right on out of it. And then in this master class, Word of Life, wherever you are, faith masters all failures in my life. Uh-huh. It may look like a failure, but if I keep faith pressure on it, every failure must bow. Faith paralyzed fear in my life with masterful truth. Faith operated in truth. And when faith truth began to function, everything else is paralyzed. Now go back to our text in Timothy before I go to another master sheet I got here. That's a master sheet I just read you there. Straight from the Holy Ghost. You ain't gonna find no book. You might find it in a rocker. But the Lord started talking, you see. And I have to go over these. I may put scriptures to them later on in this faith master faith class or faith master class. But go back to Timothy now. Go back to Timothy. Oh, hallelujah. I take my time. You know why I can take my time? I don't have to prove nothing to nobody. All I want to do is get the job done. All I want you after these classes is to be stronger and don't be all shook up about every little thing that come up. Just pull one of these notes out and meditate it for a few minutes and you'll come out like Superman. You see that? Go back to that text, look at it. See, that's why I say holding faith. Holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. In the third chapter, in the ninth verse of 1 Timothy. Holding the mystery of faith. Holding. See, while you're holding it, it's going to open up. Uh-huh. There are some things in there you don't. Some things in there you don't see. But while you're holding it, the mystery is going to start opening up. Infinitum. Faith has no limit. Faith has no measurement, and faith has no ending. So the more of a master you become, the more the mystery going to open up. You can't hold it if you don't have the teaching. See? Because faith will tell you to make some move that if you just in the mental man or you just in the flesh, you're not going to make it. Faith will send you somewhere else nobody else been. And you see, we lack normality. We like to be normal. We like to be cousin. We like to be five or six second emotion. You can't operate like that in faith. Sometimes faith, you got to jump out the car. Yeah. See? And then things start happening for you. Every successful person left the other people behind. Not against them, but they had to leave them because they didn't want to go.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But just wave your hand. I'm not going to be left behind. I'm a faith master. Yeah, see, some of these things that I'm teaching you, I've seen those things long ago. You see, you can make your life become the mystery of faith. In other words, your life is so apt, is doing so many things spiritual that technology can't explain it. See, the iPhone can't explain me, I can explain it. But I'm working on a higher level than the iPhone. I don't care how much money they make. They don't have what I got. I got something on the inside of me, an iPhone don't have. I don't care how technology you are, what sign them, little colors you make and all that. Don't make no difference to me. You understand what I'm saying? And faith has to know that. Holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. Holding it. Don't let it go. And now, it's not talking about eternity. It's not talking about holding faith just in good time. Holding faith, because faith going to unfold this thing for you if you stay with it. It has the answer. You see, there's no mystery to faith, but faith is a mystery. Are you listening to me? All right. And then when you look, hallelujah. Look in the 19th verse, back in the 19th verse now. Everybody say, holding faith. All right, don't turn it loose. Like Jacob didn't turn the angel loose. And a good conscience. Now, Lord, the second part of the 19th verse, which some have put away concerning faith. They're going to something else. They got a little too spiritual for faith. So now they're going on some deeper stuff. And we have made what? Shipwreck. My God. Let me go a little further. I want to go back to what I was talking with y'all on our last setting. I have it here. I just got to put my hand on it. Our last setting, I was talking to you about some stuff about I'm the captain of my faith. I'm the master of my faith, F-A-I-T-H. Yeah. I am the captain of my soul. When you learn to operate in faith properly, your soul will obey you. But you have to learn. I give you the feeling, the fact, the fear. I give you a bunch of things. Let's look at a few other things that a master student needs to know. Faith walks. So every time you're walking, faith should be walking. Don't ever leave your house going for a walk without faith. Because, and the reason here is because there are always, just hold that scripture up there because it's real good. It's always faith warfare going on. And so you go take a walk without your faith, it's all like you got big dogs out in the community and you leave without your stick. Faith walks, faith warfare, and then he told me to tell you faith will. W-I-L-L, faith will. It will produce exactly what you need to be produced at any given time. Then the Spirit of God said to me, talk to them in this class because they need to know about faith wisdom. Faith has a wisdom you can't get from nowhere else. Faith wisdom, God impregnates faith with wisdom that you know exactly what the next turn is, what the next step is, what the next move is, when to talk and when not to talk, who to talk to and not. See, faith, when you go to a trial, go to James 1, you go to a trial and a test, it's just a test. If you know how to function, in master faith. There's no such thing as you're gonna be here and not gonna have some challenges. Everything happen in your life is for your success. You know what? You know what? Man, but you got to handle it right. See, because when you operate in faith, I wish I had somebody here. You operating in faith. When you operate in a master class of faith, no matter what come against you, it's there for a lesson. You learn and you can't lose. Come on, get that now. Write it down. It's there for a lesson. You learn the lesson and you can't lose. Because you're going to operate in your faith properly. It's there for a lesson. You learn the lesson and you in faith can't lose. Now, don't let your feeling get so uneasy it take you off of faith. Don't start feeling sorry for yourself because you're in a promotion period that you can't see naturally. So as long as you're drunk with faith, are soaked in faith, you see it, you feel it, but you know something. Y'all got it? Yeah, you see it, you feel it, but you know something. Why? Faith never fails. So I'm going to stick with this. I'm going to hold on to this. I'm going to stick with God. So the dilemmas and the tremors and the other things that come in your life, they're all pushing you to your success. They're saying, move higher, dig deeper, go forward, forget the things behind you, reach for the thing before you, press for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Every time something come against you, it put a little pressure against you. You done push them old cars off. Push that thing, man. Jesus Christ. Somebody listening to me right now need to be pushing something. Listen, it is well. Abide in peace. God working it out. Just don't let nothing shipwreck your faith. Hold on to your faith with a good conscience. Even if you made a mistake, don't live in your mistake. Take a step out of it right now in Jesus' name. Who haven't made a mistake up in here? Now. James, this is a good thing to read at a time like this. And dealing with the master class of faith and how to operate in faith firmly. Let me say it again. So I want you to keep that down because I got a lot, how to fully live in the realm of faith. How to fully live in the realm of faith. How to fully live in the realm of faith. Faith is in another realm. Faith is in a realm bigger than this world. Faith is in a realm bigger than Satan. Faith is in a realm bigger than all your problems and all the precious desire you have. Faith is in a bigger realm, all right? So you said, when I first started teaching this, I want to reread it before I read James. Suppose I say to you this night, that I can show you how to sell everything. All things in your life, nine forever. Would you be interested enough to hear and learn this unfolding mystery? Remember he said something about mystery in Timothy, right? Let me say it to you again. Now listen, I want y'all to hear this. Suppose I say to you that I can show you how to sell everything. All things in your life, now and forever, and as they come along, all right? Would you be interested enough to hear? See, you got to hear what I'm saying and learn this unfolding mystery. See, faith is an unfolding mystery. Along with it, unfolding mystery, there's unfolding patience. Along with that, unfolding confidence, unfolding courage, unfolding wisdom. They all unfold with faith. When faith start unfolding, the whole spiritual package got to start unfolding. Are you following me? Yeah. All right, now watch this in James. James 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Who's going to be able to count something joy falling into temptation? knowing this, that the trying, Jesus, that the trying, I said the trying. Now, why can Jam say this? Because you can't do nothing but try faith. Once you become a faith master, whatever coming against you, just try. Demon power, sickness, disease, lack, anything. Somebody come against you, they just try. See. Oh my goodness. Knowing this, see, look at that's what I'm doing here in this class. Look out there, all y'all, wave your hand at me out there at home. Look, knowing this, I'm in voice three. You got your Bible? Knowing this, look now, you can't have no popcorn or all that. You need to have your Bible. I know y'all eating up and everything. Knowing this, I be so laughing, boy. Knowing this, see, there are some things that God, in this pandemic and the all things going on, God, there's some things God wants us to know about faith. Faith can handle this thing, man. Faith is your vaccine. Faith. Knowing this, look at knowing this. Everybody say knowing this. That the trying of your faith worketh patience. See. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now, you make a note on Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Read through that and you'll see some of the same thing. But it says in the fifth verse, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Now, watch this. That giveth to all men liberty and upbraid it not, and it shall be given him. But here come faith now. Here come faith. See, wisdom can't stroll in your life without faith. I said, I got wisdom. I said, you got any faith? Because wisdom not going to work by itself. You know why? We got Hebrews 11 and 6. Yeah. It didn't say without wisdom it's impossible to please God. Yeah. Without faith it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is. Number one, see, real faith knows the faithfulness of God first. Yeah. Not the reward. Look at it. Think about it. You know the scripture. Huh? Real faith recognize him first. Not the blessing. Not the problem. Not the opposition. The first stop of faith is in the presence of God. When you train your faith to stop in the presence of God before you go to try to address all the problems, address all the attack. No. When you stop in the presence of God. You listening? Yes, faith activates the law of attraction. Whoever you need out of heaven to help you, whatever miracle you need, whatever sign, faith, when you faith, that's why faith stopped by God first. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that comes to God must believe that he is. And the reward come later. He's the reward of them that diligently seek him. See, faith always seeking him. And the rest of the little stuff can be produced. I think one of the problems is we have put our faith on the project. And we got our widget board, our board and all that, with all that stuff written on it. But God, a vision board, I mean. But God, it's just like a widget board if it ain't got God on it. And God not tied into it. You got all these things written on there. Just well be a widget board. Vision board, you got to love God. What you doing for God? You want your faith to work. What you doing for God? What sacrifice you making for God? How you help him carry his vision out? See, people are looking just for what they want, and we can't do that to be masters of faith. In this faith master class, we have to always know that faith is about God. It's about God's faithfulness. Faith don't worth a quarter without God's faithfulness. He is faithful that promise. He is faithful that promise. So instead of looking at the problem, he is faithful that promise. Look at him. Look at his promises. That's what Abraham did. See, he was strong in faith. He was not weak in faith, strong in faith, giving glory to God. I mean, in an almost impossible situation, but he was fully persuaded. Then Romans 4, 20 and 21, that what God had promised, he was also able to perform. Look at this man in the 8th chapter of Matthew, his servant sick. He told Jesus, you don't need to go to my house. Just send, speak a word and he'll be healed. Jesus said in the 8th chapter of Matthew 10, verse, I never found no faith like this, no great faith like this. I mean, the man's faith shook Jesus up. Jesus said, didn't man believe I could just say this? She said, go ahead on, your servant will be healed. The woman with the issue of blood had went through many doctors and she heard about Jesus and her faith built up and she said something. She said, if I just touch the hem of his garment, she put it out now. He told him, Jesus ministered, he said, all them other guys didn't know what was going on. He said, daughter, thy faith has made you whole. If you wanna function in this type of class, you're gonna have to go to other stronger teaching about it. Listen, it says in the sixth verse. See, you ask for wisdom, but if faith don't show up, anything you ask for, if faith don't show up, you're not gonna get it. Prayer, confession, praise, worship. They all need faith. Because if they're not, everything you're doing is fake. If faith not the ingredient of spiritual transaction, the spiritual transaction of fake. I don't care how many people fall out. I don't care how many are attending. Because most of the people, a lot of time, you know, I got to say it. Most of the people falling out and all that big attendance, you follow them home, they got a sad life. The life waiting for next Sunday morning. 6 days of nothing happening. Because it's just emotional. It's not, the Bible says that you should live by faith. That's 24 hours a day. Walk by faith. Talk by faith. Think by faith. Move by faith. Wake up by faith. You get left behind like that. But let him act in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Waver. See, now a lot of people wavering in their faith. Because it don't look like it's going to happen. But he working on it. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take a quick glimpse at 1 John 5:4. Just I want you to look there a minute. And then I'm going to go on and pull something else to give you a few minutes a little further down the line. You see it? It's the victory. Whatsoever, whosoever is born of God, overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. But that's faith wrought, acted upon, or acted in properly. It's not just saying, I have faith. You know, that's not it. You got to have something in here. Some of the things we're putting in here now and putting in those online. Here's another one I want you to have under your belt. Faith lays a foundation under you. Mm-hmm. When you're walking by faith, 2 Corinthians 5:7, walk by faith, not by sight. When secular, sensical, satanic things look like they're trying to get under your feet, you got to recognize you're walking on another foundation. Right, even now, right now, we have to understand. Yeah, they report everybody, and you know, but we're walking on another foundation. I believe the president knows we're walking on another foundation. The way he's talking, he said, we can't leave the church out. That's a wise statement, that part. And I don't care what you think about it. That's a wise statement for a president to say, don't leave the church out. That's wise. Faith does not only lay a foundation, but I read in the Spirit the Lord speaks to me, faith builds a fence around you. People who know how to operate in faith have the divine invisible fence around them. And if you run at them too fast, you're going to run into it. You ready for the next one? It's a master class. We got texts. Faith builds bridges for you to cross where other people can't go. See, where you going? I'm walking on a faith bridge. See. He said to me, I want my children to know, faith opens up the floodgates of blessing. There are gates that need to be opened, and faith will open them up as you say it just like God said, believe it just like God believe it, and floodgates of blessing is about to open on your life. It doesn't matter what time it is. It doesn't matter, class, you're in a master faith class. It doesn't matter what the scenarios are now. Matter of fact, faith liked to work when the Red Sea closed. Yes, faith liked when 10 out of 12 see themselves as grasshoppers, but the other two say, let's go, we're well able. Faith lacks when a whole army is behind the bushes hiding and peeping, and a little boy come along with some faith and say, where he at? I'll take him out. You come to me with a sword and a shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord. That's faith, you see. Took his head off. See, you see what I'm saying? See. You're going to have to be, listen, class, you're going to have to be somewhat indifferent to operate in faith with religion and tradition and the normal pattern of the seeker-sensitive ideal of the church of just God as a common God. He's not a common God. He's the God of glory. And he can do great and mighty things. Now, are you listening? Faith face the enemy head on with no doubt about how things going to come out. I mean, that's throughout the scriptures, you see that. You know? That's what we just talked about it. David, slingshot, Goliath, 9 feet. He faced him head on. He said, you see, I come to you in the name of the Lord. That's faith, you see. He tried the other thing. He tried. And see, a lot of time we try to put other things on and mess our faith all up. And when David started putting that armor of Saul on, he started messing his faith up. Right. He said, oh, no. If David would have went out there with that armor on, Goliath would have killed him. Right. Trust in something else. Yeah. Come on, y'all. Y'all hear me now? Yeah. Trust in something else. So next time you need it, don't trust everything that looks like it can do it. Yeah. Consult with God. Now, you ready? Here's another master class instruction from them two texts in Timothy, the mysteries of faith. I'm opening up the mystery of faith. Faith has no emergencies. For it's already where it want to be, regardless. Faith has no emergency. Now, I'm not the best English person, but faith and God are synonymous. Faith is God's synonym. So when the emergency come, he already was supposed to, where you're supposed to be to get out the emergency. And so your faith will carry you right there where he is because y'all in partnership. But he can't do it without your faith because you're in a hostile system that your big brother sold. And then your last brother come to buy it back, but you got to operate in faith. That's why I say I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And I'm not going to frustrate the grace of God I'm trying to get it done some other kind of way. Here's another. I want you, and you all can put scriptures to this. I may put scriptures to them, go back in my prayer quarter and put scriptures to them and come back with them. But it's a master class. Faith crucifies all impossibilities and resurrect possibilities. Mark 9:23. If thou can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. So quick, two more. Faith make me more than a conqueror. And then faith direct my step. Now let me, faith direct my step. Y'all just feed on that. I'm the master of my faith and I'm the captain of my soul. Powerful, man. Now I have a few questions for you to bring you up in the master's class here. You can see faith, the master class. You can see that mastering faith, or you can see that Jesus' class. He the master. What happened when your faith is unconscious? Most people are operating in unconscious faith. Never underestimate the power of faith. He said this one. I said, what, Lord? He says, keep, and that our text say that, keep your faith unlocking your conscience. Go back to Timothy. Keep your faith unlocked. Both texts we read talked about a pure conscience, a good conscience. Keep your faith unlocking your soul. Keep your faith unlocking your heart. Keep your faith unlocking your inner man. See? Keep your faith unlocking your thinking. Think the thoughts of God. Renew your mind so you'll have a mindset that can operate with faith. You see my point? See, a renewed mind become the same heartbeat that faith is. You follow it? Come on, man, come on. You see it? See? Check your mind. Check your conscience. Your conscience dancing around says, shut up. Get lined up with faith. Put some word in it. Conscience is in both of those voices. Meaning soul is in both of those voices. Meaning your imagination is in both of those voices. All of that can tune in the faith. God built you where your mind can tune in the faith. Hebrews 5 says, your senses can tune in to faith. If you exercise them and train right, then the divine order, spirit, soul, and senses will line up. We've been taught, you can't touch none of that. No, the Bible didn't say that. The Bible said your senses can exercise the discern between evil and good when you got them trained right. I didn't say they were born again, but it's under born again jurisdiction. I'm going to close. Keep your faith unlocking your conscience. Don't forget to get that now. You ain't going to find that in the book. Through faith, you understand the movement of the spirit world and is willing to move with it. When you're operating in faith, your substance is not what you see. Your substance is what you believe, and it's going to change what you see. He writes the Spirit, the Holy Ghost right here, never underestimate the power of faith. Here's what the Holy Ghost said to me about faith. As we build it ourselves, we got a lot of scripture we can go to. Faith will never leave a job undone. We I'll give you two more to my close. I like this one, Lord. Thank you. Faith must never be underestimated by how things look. Faith can handle it. So here's what I'm going to leave you with. Use your faith and tap into unseen realities. I got some more for you, and I'll give them to you in the class because I'm going to be teaching on this Sunday. You know what? They got 600 something on the line. Listen. In these classes, you're going to find out many areas in your life that you haven't been awoke in faith. I wrote down, your faith keep me awakened. Faith keep me aware. Faith keep me in agreement with God. Faith walks in abundance. Faith is the master key for God's awards. Faith give access to all the promises of God. I just got to quit, man. Faith function in absolute truth, the word. Absolute truth. That's why faith can keep you set free. Because faith, the ingredient in faith is truth. God put his word in faith, which is God's truth. You still here? Faith attends to the supernatural. The only real attendance to the supernatural is faith. All the gifts, all the ministry gifts, if they don't have faith, they can't function. I just want to give these other folks, I don't want to go home with them now. Faith shut down all argument about your kingdom rights. Wow. Yes, you shut it down. The just shall live by faith. The righteous shall live by faith. When the righteous living by faith, it shut down all argument about, can I have a miracle? Can I have a sign? Can I have a wonder? Can I live long? Can I live strong? Faith shut all arguments down. Shut sickness, disease, lack, limitation. Shut it all down. Shut up. Faith shut it down. And then I told you, and I want you to hear it again, faith activates the law of attraction. I'm going to talk to you more about that. The law of attraction. Faith attracts things to you. Faith attracts people to you. You don't have to go look for them. And it says, yeah, faith always allows freedom to flow. Hallelujah. Faith always. And then my brothers and sisters, daughters, sons, I'll give you this. Faith always sits on victory porch. Not worried, not uneasy, not in fear. It's set on victory porch. And when you operate in faith as a master, you're sitting on the porch with faith in victory all the time. All right, Junior, you can have it.